CBA Mobile.
Well, I didn't find any wire, so I'm going to head down here to Wallyville and get some pushmajusum.
Well, you may have to go somewhere like Midway to find, to get that, to buy the wire by the foot. And I don't even know if they sell it like that, but that would probably be your best chance.
I can do it. Maybe that's where I was at just now. There's an older automotive store here I went to down here in the west or east end of town. And just getting ready to pull into Wally World here for a second and get some gas. Didn't think there'd be much traffic out here today, but I got that wrong. Everybody's come out to absorb the sunlight.
There's a lot of people out here, I tell you, it's ridiculous. But I guess it is lunchtime, but Wade Hampton, it's like nobody's got anywhere to go. They're just poking along all three lanes, just side by side, you know. I am easily frustrated behind the wheel.
Dave, I gotta jump out here and get some gas. I'll be back in a little bit in
0-2. Great today. All right,
KB4 CBA. 4 CBA. This is KO4 EYV, David, and I'm on Woodruff Road, and I think I'm going through the same thing you're going through.
Woodruff Road's always a picnic, I tell ya. You should have. I don't know if you've ever driven it, but when it was two lane, but it was really a thrill then. And they should have widened to six lane when they widened it to four.
I did not have the privilege of driving it on two lanes, but you're scaring me with the nightmare that I don't know, and I'm from Whitmire. So we generally take I-385 to get up here to Greenville, and we found the secret to get up on the 85 and take it, turn right, and end up at Cabela's, and now it seems like everybody and their brother knows about that one, too.
Well, yeah. Well, what was I going to tell you? I can remember when Haywood Road was... nothing but a two-lane road with cow pastures on both sides. And now look at it.
I found the history button on Google Earth where you can go back and look at a lot of that stuff. And sometimes I just get entertained looking at just Greenville alone on the history from... Not even 1990, but you start at 2000 and then work your way up to now and just look at just how rapidly this thing's growing. Back towards Columbia, a lot of stuff's going towards, used to be small town at Chapin, and it's heading into Newberry County relatively quickly. So we're going to run out of places to put folks. KO4EYD.
With all the apartments they're building downtown, I tell you, it's, I wouldn't want to live down there for nothing. and the traffic's going to be horrible. I don't see how they're going to fill up all these apartments. They're just building them on every piece of dirt that's empty. It's unbelievable. Evidently, the people are coming. I don't know. We'll see. I guess we'll see.
Pat, and I tell you, when it goes to the apartments, I'll tell you firsthand what we're going through coming out of our wallet. They count the heads up, and that's 800 to 1,400 a pop. So they're excited for them to come down here.
I looked at those. And when we were houses, and we just decided, you know, it'd be neat to live down there and just be able to walk everywhere, and but apartment life is just not for me, and it'd be kind of tough trying to do ham radio. I guess I could rig up something, but anyway. Well, I gotta jump out of here. I'm sitting at the gas pumps here. I get some go juice, or I'm going to be pushing this pony. So I'll be back in a minute. KV4CPA.
I'm almost to where I need to be. I jump in the store, grab what I need, and take off. But enjoy the rest of your day, and hope traffic slims out for you. This is KO4EYV. I'll be clear and listen.
Bro, TR Mobile.